All right, normally this is the time of the show when we would look back at the last game, which was atrocious to begin with. But there are more important things to deal with.
You know what Jimmy O'Brien would say to you? He'd get you in a headlock right now, headlock, and just make you submit.
What did Marty Glickman say? I am here, and he is not.
Wow.
So I will decide what we're going to talk about. What we're going to talk about is a different kind of ugliness, and it's been growing, and I think the idea of Max and I ignoring this, that ship has sailed because, well, the 2008 team has lost its collective mind.
At the end of the day, man, you know, you never know, man. Sometimes all it takes is for you to actually see your brother on the pass by.
Sure.
You never
somebody
know.
Somebody to reach out.
That's it. That's
the
dog.
Only thing that ain't happening.
Who gonna break the ice? You know what I mean?
Right.
And exactly. At this point in time, I don't think it's on nobody on here to break the ice. I actually think it's on Ray to break the ice.
You know, it's a little disappointing that this type of stuff is coming out about our team because, you know, as much as I would love to mend the fences with everybody, I hate to see this and hear this right now. And the funny thing, I was looking at 30 for 30 last night. I was watching the NC State championship team. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at all the old guys at the table reminiscing. That's probably going to be us one day. Mm. And it's going to be a little uncomfortable. It's going to be a little uncomfortable. Well, you want the guys who are part of that journey at the table. And I don't want it to be uncomfortable when that does happen. So it doesn't bridge the gap between our relationship as what's been well documented.
It's your boy, Big Baby, man. Don't believe all that on the internet. I will have my day in court. They just mad because a black man got money, man. Just trying to keep a black man down, man. My legal, man. A lot of jump shots. A whole lot of jump shots. Popeye chicken.
The previous soundbite, a little better to look at because you need the visual of Big Baby on a private plane eating Popeye's chicken with a giant bag of cash sitting next to him as he went on that little rant. As most of you are aware by now, TMZ report that Big Baby was arrested in February and has been charged essentially with drug trafficking. It's kind of more of a complicated charge. But the issue here is between this Big Baby craziness, Ray Allen coming out with a book, excerpts of that book coming out, Rajon Rondo playing for New Orleans tonight, speaking at the Pelican shoot-around earlier today, basically just going off on Ray Allen, saying he doesn't know if he has money problems or what the issue is, but he's got to cut me in on this because everyone's coming to talk to me about this book. I think there were a lot of people, Max, and very quietly, you and I were among them, that were secretly either hoping for or being a little proactive in trying to make this team sort of come back together. And it seems in the last week or two, any attempt to build a bridge has been blown to smithereens.
Well, here, Sean, I think this is the tell-all. And I've never really talked about this, but I think that what you have, and I think if there's anybody who knows what Ray Allen has gone through, it might be me. Because here I was, a guy who played on a team for two championships and got traded away, and then there was talk, a lot of my teammates were saying different things about me, which I thought was very unfair. I had to be big enough to say, you know, let that go. Even now, there's a gap between Larry and I don't know why. I mean, somebody reported something I said about Kevin Garnett being, you know, so being the best all-around Celtic, and Greg Dickinson said it to Larry Bird, and Larry took offense of it, and then said something about, well, you know, Max is gonna quit on them like he quit on us. Well, that to me is like slapping somebody in the face. Where Ray is right now, I think Ray feels like he's been slapped in the face. And what we know and what I know is that this team could not have won a championship without Ray. Will they ever get back together? I don't know, because Ray's a different guy. I would step out and say, Larry, hey, how you doing? What's going on? I don't know if Ray, just like this opportunity he had to come to Paul's thing, he didn't show up and then tweeted out at the same time. Here's your tweeting thing. Tweeted out that he was playing golf with somebody, when in fact, if you want to build a bridge or mend a fence, that's what you do. You come to your teammates when something's happening.
Over the last couple weeks, I've talked to more than a couple of members of 2008 championship team, either by text, by a direct message, or in person. And all these excerpts of Ray Allen's book, essentially to a man, everyone is saying they are not true. Now, the question I will pose, and it's not one we can answer, is does Ray actually believe the things he is saying after so many years of repeating a story? And we've all seen this. One of the great philosophers of our time, George Costanza, said, it's not a lie if you believe it. And are we at the point now where Ray has been telling the story so many times over and over again that he actually believes the things he's saying?
Well, I think there's always two sides of every story. Yeah. Players, somebody might say Ray did not say this or something was said. We don't know. You don't know that. I think that what you have to do is say that Ray right now is jilted. And because of him being jilted, him feeling that way, he's just kind of stabbing out. And this team right now, the unit which should be there, the unit which should be celebrating as old men, as Paul Pierce said, that doesn't seem like it's ever going to happen.
It is the 10th anniversary. I think a lot of people held out hopes that this was the year it would happen. Obviously, it is not going to. If it does happen in the future, how does it happen? Because when you think about the personalities on this team, and this is the issue to me, the degree of headstrong on this roster, which made them great on the court, is now an obstacle. Because when you're talking about guys, well, sometimes like you said, I got to let some stuff go. I've got to forgive some people. I've got to let my guard. We're talking about Ray Allen. We're talking about Kevin Garnett. We're talking about Rajon Rondo here. That's a lot easier said than done.
Well, I think you're talking about three guys that you said. And you remember what Doc Rivers always said about Rondo. He said, I was able to get through to all my players I've ever coached except one. And he said it was Rondo. So you're thinking, you're talking about guys who have just different personalities already. Kevin Garnett, the mentality of, hey, I'm keeping everything in my house. I'm not calling Ray. I don't want his number anymore. That to me right now, that's you got to let that go because that's childish.
I think you and I were both terribly sad to see the videos and the stories that later appeared about Delonte West. I think a lot of people joked and laughed when they saw the big baby stuff over the last 24 hours. To me, my first instinct was, I think it's time to start getting concerned.
Well, I hope that Big Baby is doing the right thing. There's always going to be guys who are going to lose money. And there's going to be guys who are going to get themselves in trouble because they don't have the maturity to do it. It just happens that they have a public name. And whatever Big Baby's done might be minuscule to what other guys have done. But because he is Big Baby, he was a former champion, people are going to write about him a lot more.
Right now, the reunion is looking more and more like an intervention, but that's what's going on right now.
It'd be like the Jackson's victory tour, you know, when they went, everybody was going to have, you know what, we're going to still have that thing, you know, with the Jacksons, but Michael's not going to be there, and we're going to tour around the world. No.
To be continued.